And we're back from a pretty extended hiatus, but we're here with the Hungry for Some Leftovers podcast. Quite a jumble of a name here, but you know, I'm Dan Callahan. I host this shindig, and I got two fabulous guests here, Will Bozarth and Patty Gallagher. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Good.
Fantastic.
You guys are quite the dynamic duo. Glad to have you on here.
We're almost twins, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Very close.
You know,
I confuse you guys in public. If I'm walking up behind you at a grocery store, I've often confused you guys from different people at the grocery store.
Well, you confuse me on a daily basis with your posts on the Facebook and everything.
Yeah, that is true. Yep. It happens. It happens all the time. But how about you guys just give a little intro for everybody out there? Go right ahead.
I don't know what kind of intro you got or you need, but Patty Gallagher. Just started comedy 8 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I love it. It's like I got bit by the bug.
You got bit by the...
Can't stop, won't stop. co-host of the Patty Binkley podcast. It's been a while since we've done another episode, but hopefully someday get back into
Christy
that.
Brinkley?
Binkley.
Christy Binkley.
Binkley. Alex Bentley. He's just a sexy.
Alex Brinkley.
No, Alex Binkley.
Binky.
Binkley. John Hinckley?
Binkley. Jesus.
Isn't John Hinckley the guy that tried to shoot Reagan and is now on Twitter?
I own one of his paintings.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had paintings.
Oh, you don't want to call them paintings.
What, he did the old back into the left shot?
Yeah.
Well, tried to.
Well, that's a good intro for Will. You own some John Hinckley paintings. What else about you that you want people to know?
I own a postcard signed twice by Charles Manson.
Ooh, that's nice. That's
true. I am, in fact, Will Bozarth, as Mr. Daniel Callahan informed you all. I am a musician of a doom metal and acoustic music variety. Mm. I am a stand-up comic of doom metal and acoustic variety. I am an author of children's horror books called Spooky Squirrel Stories, SKWERL.
Yeah.
That's how the squirrels spell it. So
yeah, you got to stay with the, yeah, it's the brand. That's how the squirrels spell. Yeah.
And I wear rugs from Stephen King movies.
Yeah. Perfect. Now, have you ever sold any of your memorabilia on Facebook or Craigslist, or have any of you guys had experience on that?
No. Bought some stuff.
Craigslist. I got, remember the old dead comic Jack Carter?
No.
He's from like the fucking 1720s.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I bought an autographed Jack Carter photo on Facebook Marketplace for $20.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
And that's in your collection? And
that is.
Patty, have you ever been catfished on Facebook or Craigslist?
I get catfished all the time. I always think it's like some hot chick, and really it's just some tranny that's trying to like hook up with me in my DMs.
Yeah. No, happens to the best of us.
I get fried catfish.
Well, yeah. I've been known to eat that time to time.
Well, I don't know what kind of part of town Patty's hanging out in, but you guys are both South Jerseyites, right?
Oh yeah. Cherry Hill, born and raised.
Water.
Oh, okay. Water, Cherry Hill. Okay. You're from Cherry Hill. You're like
Deptford.
Deptford. Yeah. Ooh. Deptford. Ooh, yeah. The slums of Deptford.
Right on the border. If I go two houses down, I'll be in Woodbury, but I live in Deptford Township, which is great because it's like $1,500 cheaper taxes a year.
Oh, that's nice. So yeah. You're living on the edge, quite literally.
Literally,
yeah.
On the edge.
Nice. Well, you guys being from the area, then you guys probably have a good idea of what type of psychos are on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
So you might have a general idea of what we might run into here. It's been a little while since I've rolled the dice on this game here.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I know one of my exes are probably shopping on Facebook.
They're going to see this post, yeah. And we're going to end up there, and you're probably not going to get catfished this time. They're going to show up, and instead of just giving over what we got today, it's just you're going to be showing up, and we're going to be rekindling a relationship. You're not going to want it, neither will they, but it'll be on camera.
I think one of my exes is actually selling her body on Facebook Marketplace.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
I think like $25.
Not bad. Yeah, people negotiate down, body. Probably.
best offer.
Best offer.
Yeah. Is she hot? And I do mean, is she hot?
She, well, I can't answer that question.
Okay.
Well, but I think we can just get right into what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Let's plow.
Everybody is all about just trying to use resources as resourceful as possible. So I figured, why not make some SpaghettiO ice cubes. Typically, I would have these sitting on the table right in front of us, but they're upstairs freezing so that we don't lose out on them.
Okay.
So SpaghettiO ice cubes, the story that we're going to go with here, let's see if you guys want to add anything to it. It's basically all about keeping your drinks cold and enjoying a snack at the same time.
Yes.
My water got shut off, so I froze dozens of cans of SpaghettiOs to keep my drinks cold. My ex moved back in, and she's making me get rid of the remaining cubed pasta that I have left. I don't want it to go to waste. Enjoy these SpaghettiO ice cubes.
It sucks that the water got shut off, the water broke, but at least her water didn't break.
No, not yet. Not yet. Now,
fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We're going to sell these for a pretty penny and be able to afford child support.
Me being Jewish, I love a pretty penny.
Never the dirty pennies, always the shiny ones.
And the pretty penny on this that you're going to be going for is 100% free.
Mm.
Everything I put up here is free or best offer. So we'll see. What do you guys think just off the bat about that story? Do you think there's anything we need to add? Is it straightforward? I like being straightforward, short, sweet, to the point. Maybe there's some liberties we might want to take, some extracurricular.
Well, you're doing this because your water got shut off.
Yeah.
And you want to make a mess.
Yeah, there goes some Yingling all over. And the dogs will lap that up later.
Oh, that's fine.
Either the dogs or I am.
Yeah. We got two Irish guys down here, so one of us is going to be doing that.
Patty party.
Yeah.
So the water got shut off, so you want to keep the SpaghettiOs good still. You don't want them to expire. That's actually something that Italian-Americans did back in the 20s during the recession and the Depression.
It was depressing what they had to do to that poor spaghetti.
It was depressing, but back then, their SpaghettiOs, as they called them back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, the SpaghettiOs. They were a little bit higher quality than the SpaghettiOs that we know now, because everything they made then was homemade, home-cooked by Giuseppe and...
Giuseppe, Geppetto. Is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
I don't know. And nowadays, the SpaghettiOs, especially the ones with meatballs, are filled with, like, they're not cage-free meatballs.
No,
it's a whole thing, so it's not very friendly to the average consumer.
They'll never be cage-free if they're kept inside of that tin can.
Yeah.
So they need to sell the SpaghettiOs and meatballs just laying free on the shelf.
Yes, and you can just go in and pick them, which I would have no problem doing that with the people I see in the local shop, right?
You don't know what you're getting inside of the cans.
Yeah, you gotta have it on display. Put it in a paper bag. We can have just like a wine bag, a box of wine that you chug, and just get those bags filled with SpaghettiOs.
Ball bag.
Get a ball bag of SpaghettiOs. Why and keep not? Them in the freezer section so the whole thing is frozen.
Yeah.
You can defrost it at your own
leisure.
Time. Yeah, your own leisure.
Yeah.
I actually have a pretty traumatizing experience with SpaghettiOs. I'm a beefaroni guy.
Oh,
I don't know about you guys.
Absolutely.
I'm a beefaroni, Chef Boyardee. SpaghettiOs, I thought was a part of that family. Apparently it's not. It's just on its own.
Did they get rid of Chef Boyardee because of the racist? Chef Boyardee, they got rid of him because of the racist backlash, right?
No, he's still alive and cooking. I saw him on the shelf in Walmart the other day.
He hasn't been canceled.
They might have removed his image and likeness, but Chef Boyardee, the name is still on the cans of beefaroni.
Ben Boyardee.
Ben Boyardee?
Uncle Ben Boyardee.
Uncle Ben Boyardee.
Uncle Ben is no longer with us, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know? So
I don't think he'd be on the SpaghettiOs either.
No.
Could you imagine with a chef hat and the whole thing going like this?
It would really throw people for a loop. Yeah. But I think it might do well in this market.
Yeah.
So growing up, my grandmother, anytime she would babysit me, all she would have for me to eat for lunch was SpaghettiOs.
Hmm.
And one day, I was 6 or 7 years old. I very distinctively remember this incident happening where I kept on saying it was too hot. I wasn't going to eat it because it was too hot. My grandmother, she was, you know, in between smokes, and she's just like, you need to drink that or eat that right now. Drink it, eat it, whatever you want to do.
Good.
I kept saying it was too hot. And then she got annoyed with me. She reached over the table and put her finger, her old 80-year-old wrinkly finger, into the bowl of SpaghettiOs, put it in her mouth, and she's like, they're not hot, eat it. So I was like, fuck. So then I had to sit there cringing, gritting my teeth, eating SpaghettiOs that a old nicotine filled wrinkly old woman finger just swirled around inside of it.
Now, you could say you don't know where her fingers have been. You don't know if they've been washed in a little while. You don't know what she's done in between the washings. But they say not to scrub too hard on, like, the cast iron plates or cast iron Potts. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. because the because the flavor is really good. You don't want to get rid of that. So I think crusty grandma finger flavor will be with a new Nissin noodle cups.
Yeah, and that's just tasting that nicotine is how I got addicted to smoking a pack of Pall Malls a day. I mean,
say his grandmother is crusty.
I mean, get accurate. She's pretty crusty now. She got cremated.
And, oh, Jesus.
That's a good time to introduce my mom, Marla.
The fuck out of here.
My mom, Marla, is right here.
On your keychain, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lucky keychain to always keep reminding me to stay alive.
Yeah, get you home after drinking. After a long night of drinking, to get that 2004 Toyota Camry back in your driveway.
I go through security checkpoints at casinos and airports, and they're like, what's in this? Is this drugs? I'm like, nah, I'm not going to snort my mom.
You're not going to. You could if you wanted to. What do you think would happen?
I didn't do it when she was alive. I think if I just add water, I can grow a new mom. I'm not sure.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I don't know. You can get a little arrow garden, but just start planting little seeds of your mom and see if like some...
As opposed to planting little seeds in my mom.
That would be a different outcome.
We are in South Jersey.
Yeah, we are. Wow. We are Gloucester County.
Gloucester County.
Well, we're in Camden County
now. Yeah, we're in Camden now. Yeah,
we're in Camden
County. Is this the most X-rated podcast of these that you've done?
I think it's up there. I think it's definitely up there. Some of the responses are going to go over the top X-rated. When my wife and I gave away our wedding cake on here, or tried to, 1 year after we got married, we put the wedding cake up for sale, and there was a lot of nastiness with that one. People implying about the cream-filled custard cake. It was it was filthy, and this is a family program.
Yes.
So
then what are we doing here?
Making a family.
Plan this out perfectly. Mr. Rogers had O.J. Simpson on for one episode on his show. Really? You guys remember that one?
No, I don't think I remember that one.
Yeah. Mr. Rogers died, so that's how that show ended. Multiple stab wounds to the back. But he's innocent. We're going to get this thing started.
If Mr. McFeely doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah. Mr. McFeely...
So now, as we wait for this to go on here, I got some food-filled fun questions for you guys.
Yes.
Fun food-filled questions like for this. You. This is on a quiz that I took earlier, and I saw that it was there was a lot of questions I didn't know the answers to, so I'm going to run these by you guys.
By the way, if the question is, have I eaten any of these fun-filled foods? Yes, probably.
It probably is, yeah. Here we go.
Of course.
So, here we go. Question number one. The world's most expensive pizza includes caviar and takes three chefs to prepare it. How much does it cost? $50, $12,000, 40 euro, or 1,000 euro?
Okay, this could either be served in Brooklyn or where they take euros. Now, does it just say caviar, or are there any other ingredients?
Nope, just most expensive pizza includes caviar, and three chefs prepare it.
It's got to be at like a Guy Fieri.
Yeah, it's got to be in Brooklyn or something.
What are the choices?
$50, $12,000, 40 euro, or 1,000 euro?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to say 1,000 euro.
Why 1,000 euro?
Something just clicked in my head. Isn't that the fucking pizza or something that like Kanye or Kim Kardashian got with the helicopter?
It does sound like something that Kanye would create and something Kim K would take a helicopter to go pick up, but I'm not sure if that's it or not. Mm. Might not be.
I'm going to say American dollar. What was the...
$50 or $12,000?
$12,000.
You're going to go with $12,000? All right. Well, here's the answer. Patty's right. It's $12,000.
Nice.
$12,000. It doesn't say where it is, but if I could take a guess, I'd say either Brooklyn or... Santa Monica. It's one of those two.
I can honestly say I have not eaten it.
You have not eaten a caviar-filled pizza for 12 grand?
Nope.
Shit.
Nor will I.
Christmas time at the Clinton house is Santa Monica.
I wonder if El Presidente Dave Portnoy, I wonder if he has had that pizza.
I would love to see him taste test that.
One bite? That'd be cool.
I hate his fucking guts.
Oh, dude, I love
him. Dave Portnoy?
I love him.
My friend Mike talks about. He's like, this pizza's rated 8.2. I'm like, what does that mean?
They know all the ratings of all the different things that he's reviewed.
Taste it yourself and really give it a rating.
He can't pronounce any of these people's names, but he says, Dave Portnoy says 8.2. I'm like, what the fuck, Rain Man?
Oh, my God. Well, it sounds like for Christmas, we're going to have to get Patty a caviar-filled pizza and send it with a card that says, love the Clintons. It would be nice.
Can I say the F word here?
Oh, yeah. Feel free.
Fuck.
Here's the next question. Here you go. And this is, pertains to all three of us. I felt this was relevant. Why do crackers have holes in them? It allows that classic cracker flavor to spread evenly. It stops air bubbles from ruining the shape. They're supposed to resemble salty cushions, or they're marks from the cracker making machines, and no one knows how to stop it from happening.
Well, my original gut feeling wasn't one of the answers, so maybe it was left out. It was what was the question? Why
do crackers have holes in them?
Because I walk through Camden at night.
I mean, they can't say it's wrong. What's your answer, Patty?
I think it's the last one. Honestly,
they're marks left from the cracker making machines.
And they don't have, because honestly,
we call that white women.
I mean, think about it, you know,
where are the white women at? Premium crackers, yeah.
You know,
I'm gonna say air bubbles.
Air bubbles is actually the right answer. It stops air bubbles from ruining the shape.
Honestly, though, I think it's Ritz. Ritz are the circle ones, right?
Yeah, Ritz are the circle ones.
Sometimes you'll get a little bubble in there. I'm a fan of the bubbles in the gluten.
It sounds like Bill Cosby answered that.
I like the bubbles in the crackers.
I like the pudding in the crackers.
The bubbles is the bubbly, the roofy soaked champagne that he put in cracker women. Is that
that was
a stretch, but I could see how it would work.
Well, that was a stretch. That's what Cosby said.
Yeah.
How big a piece do you think Cosby had?
He's not
dead. But.
Yeah. About average.
Is he packing? Really?
I don't know. I mean, he's black. He was a doctor. He's probably.
There's something, a reason why he had to drug all these women, though. He's a very popular guy, but for whatever reason had to drug people. As if, like, he couldn't find somebody with extreme psychological issues to hook up with him.
That's why he wanted them to be sleeping when he pulled it out, so they wouldn't be able to identify the smallitude.
Exactly, yeah. They wouldn't be able to, pick it out of a lineup in court. Yeah, that's probably what they did. Here's the next.
And I'm just picturing a bunch of different penises with the measuring tape. And it's like four. Here's one that's six. And it's like one smoking a cigarette.
One has a top hat.
Yeah. Here's the third question. Third and final question as we wait for this thing to really kick off. Spam is a combination of which two words? Spinach and ham, spice and ham, spelt and ham, or speckled and ham?
Hmm. You said spelt?
Spelt, S-P-E-L-T, spelt and ham. Spelt. Spice and ham, spinach and ham, speckled and ham.
I'm going to go spelt and ham because it reminds me of my elementary school librarian, Mrs. Cheltenham. So I'm going to go spelt and ham.
Spelt and ham.
Final answer.
I'm thinking the same because I'm thinking...
Spelt?
Yeah, because I'm thinking that, what was her name?
Julia
Childs, who used to say, I don't like spam. I don't like spouting spam
She
either.
Was talking about email. She died before email,
She died before, like...
I think so.
I'm 20 feet tall.
Before typewriters came out.
She's talking about spouting spam. It's like, no, it's email. Nice.
The kids down the street keep putting spam in my vagina.
You guys are both wrong on it. Spice and ham. It's not spice and ham. Have you guys had spam before?
Sadly.
I'm just going to say.
They have like 80 different flavors now.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. So how poor did you grow up if you tasted all these ham?
Not poor at all. I bought this as like somebody who had a job and wanted to try it.
Yeah, I'm thinking like just 80s, you know, being at my grandmother's house or something.
Yeah, there you go. Did she dip her finger in the spam for you?
I grew up so wealthy that I needed to try what the poor kids at school were eating. It was spam.
You just wanted to taste the poverty. You're like, let me see how this tastes.
And since I wanted to eat what the poor kids at school were eating in at recess one day, I punched one in the face and ate some of his boogers.
Well, it all comes full circle now. This is how we got where we are. Yeah. This is how Will Bosworth got to this point.
You knocked the boogers out of him.
There is nothing that satisfies me more than mispronouncing Will's name into a microphone on stage in front of people.
I don't know who's done that.
All right. So now things are really cooking here. Cooking, to be exact, probably 3 minutes in the microwave if we're talking SpaghettiOs. Ooh. So I like to say how a lot of people, especially if they're in these groups, beggars can't be choosers.
Right.
But in here, they quite often are. Erica says that I don't see any mini meatballs, so that'll be a hard pass for me.
How difficult,
that's a classy girl right there.
How difficult she would knows. It be to make your own mini meatballs? You don't have to put them in the oven for too long.
Yeah, no, you don't. You can just put them right in there raw. I mean, leave it up to you. Yeah. I mean, just... so what do you think I should say back to Erica here? Is it a hard pass on us? I mean, Erica, your middle name is hard pass.
You can yeah. I mean, it does say it on her sub profile, Erica Hard Pass Grace.
Does it really?
Yeah, it's right there. It's very small, small characters.
Yeah.
Things are cooking now. You could add your own.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously. Yeah, you can add anything you want. You could add chicken to the SpaghettiOs if you really desire.
Yeah, we didn't want to upset the vegans. Is mainly the
I'll make her some mini meatballs.
Yeah,
some patty meatballs. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe add your own celery. I mean, it's
celery. Now I'm passing.
And Justin, I mean, he makes a great point. Let me get this straight. Your ex says it's either her or the spaghetti ice cubes, and you picked her?
Listen, dude, when you're hungry, you're hungry. You know what I'm saying?
Well, one thing is frozen and the other's frigid.
I mean, I would definitely throw these ice cubes in a Bloody Mary, for sure.
1,000%. I was wondering that. I was wondering if these, would...
Did he just name the SpaghettiOs?
He named them, or he tagged somebody who's not even. He can't see.
That's a buddy of mine.
Really?
Yeah, Liam. Yeah.
Liam, you're not even in this.
We used to bounce together at OTS. Well, way back.
If Liam doesn't buy these, you need to unfriend him.
Yeah. I think we need.
I'm going to have a talk with him.
Stop posting dumb shit. See, here we go. This is the guy that is in the online yard sale group of Gloucester County and surrounding areas is upset that there is. What's dumb about this?
Nothing at all.
The guy with a crane is his Facebook profile photo.
That's not even a bird.
Yeah.
Jesus. Leave it to Will, dude. He's always got the good things, man.
Yeah. You have a crane in your photo, but it's not even the bird.
This comedy gold right now.
I've noticed that a lot of the people in these groups, when they come out swinging, they must have profiles dedicated for Facebook Marketplace because they usually have nothing on them. They're 110% private. They probably have a made-up name, fake photos all over it, and they're the ones in there saying, stop posting dumb shit. I created my own profile to go on Facebook Marketplace. All right, don't ruin this for me.
That guy angered me so much, my bottom button unbuttoned. How many buttons? Two buttons.
Dude, I haven't buttoned a button-down shirt in years.
Yeah. Damn. That'd be awesome.
Patty, your mouth to Jesus' ears or whatever it is. Bloody Mary genius.
Is that like fuck, Mary, kill? They spelled Mary wrong.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Oh, yeah, Mary. Mary, not Mary, Bloody Mary.
Name it wrong. They spell it wrong, you Bill Walters.
Yeah, but he's probably tanked on Bloody Mary's at this point.
That's a man that knows his liquor.
Yeah.
Bloody Good Mary
job,
genius.
Good job, buddy.
So who would you... we got Sherman Hemsley, Florence Henderson, and Benicio Del Toro. Let's play Bloody Mary genius. Say, Benicio Del Toro, I'm going to say, is a genius.
Yeah, but...
I went to Bloody Sherman Hemsley after that stand-up show I saw at Sarcasm. I guess I'll marry Florence Henderson. It all worked out in the end.
There you go. Yep, there you go.
Dan's like, I'm not using that in the podcast.
We might have just developed a big fan base in here. The Turkey House Centerpiece, pure art, next Turkey Picasso. House. I like how this guy can't post a message without spelling something incorrectly. Even peace. Like, what are you writing on that doesn't autocorrect peace for you? I mean, is he typing this from a calculator? Like, where is he?
What's a turkey house?
Oh, so one of the old posts I made.
The
turkey hoagie centerpiece.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, so he meant to write hoagie, not houses.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I think blasé is a little blazed on something.
But, yeah. Blaze on the.
I got your back, blasé.
The turkey hoagie centerpiece.
Hoagie.
Very good price. Yes. Thank you, Dylan. Yes. Look at.
Yo, that might be my twin brother over there.
Dude, he's right down the street, too. This is...
That's the second best price after Vincent.
Yeah.
All right. Looks like we got some of the ladies up in here. These Jocelyn.
This is exciting.
Dan, what are you doing? Who is this? I don't even know who she is, and we're on a first-name basis?
I went to Odie High School. She went to Garfield.
Yeah, where the hell is Garfield High School? Well, she knows a thing or two about pasta, so let's get her in here. So, yeah. I'm very lonely, but willing to negotiate.
Yeah, I saw this. I saw this YouTube video on this channel where these guys do like goth videos. So it was like a nine
goth.
Yeah. So not to get off the subject.
Golf.
Nine. Yeah,
golf or goth?
Goth.
Goths playing golf.
Goth.
Golf.
I say goth.
Goth.
Golf.
Goth.
Tiger Woods.
G-O-L-F.
Big big titty goth girls.
Yeah. So Tiger Woods, not Marilyn Manson.
Right, exactly. All right. So
big titty golf girls. So that's a shirt.
So these dudes did like a 9-hole scramble, but after every hole they had to eat a hot dog. It was hilarious. Towards the end, the one guy fucking puked everything.
I love how people think that they can go to the Dollar Dog Night at the Phillies game and start pounding a bunch of beer and, like, I'll put down, like, 12 or 20 easy. It's like, I've never eaten more than 7. And, I mean, they've shrunk in size, too, because, you know, they got to... shortage.
Yeah. Shortage on wieners.
Yeah. Yeah, shortage on wieners is not anything anyone wants to hear.
Especially if I'm your doctor.
Yeah. Jonah? You must be very bored to post this. Bored or just desperate to keep this relationship intact. Yeah. Yeah. It's like some people just swear that they know me up and down, right?
That's it, man.
I'm going to throw up. What would you possibly...
Well, they're going to throw up somebody named Capri?
They are SpaghettiOs, dude. Yeah. Nasty. No. Throw them outside. Maybe the animals will eat them.
No.
This is blasphemy. Jessica says she'll take them as long as you take my 5-month supply of mothball facial cleanser. Also, where do you get your... Ayahuasca?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Ayahuasca, is that what you trip on?
She spells Jessica with one S.
She spells her name wrong, but she spelled ayahuasca correctly. How interesting is that?
Well, maybe that's why. I mean, if she is willing to trade a 5-month supply of mothball facial cleanser, I think that's a deal.
Anniversary gift.
What a great I feel like we're guys like at a flea market just selling knockoff like terrible broken items. It's like, hey, come on up here, we got great anniversary gifts.
What a lovely couple
Why don't you come over here and take a look at my bootleg movies that I filmed in the movie theater when you can hear me just eating popcorn behind the camera.
One time at the Tacony Palmyra Flea Market, may it rest in peace. I got a bunch of bootleg CDs, one of which was a Jimi Hendrix CD. And on the back, it had all the tracks, obviously, because it was a photocopy thing.
Yeah, right.
It was like, 18 tracks? It only made it up to 12 before it cycled back to the first one. He didn't even use the good CDRs. Jeez.
Alec Jones, not Alex Jones.
Oh, boy.
This could be an interesting one. The joke isn't even funny anymore.
You got a dent in your head.
I mean, it's been there for a while, but
he's picking on your physical deformities. That's not that's like grounds for harassment. Not on Facebook. Facebook is a friendly trolls place.
Yeah, this is just getting
it's where you form the ice cubes.
How do you think I made these ice cubes? Yeah, dude, he blocked me.
Why did he block
you? Oh, yeah, now I can't even reply to him. He just straight... The mental illness that Facebook has created amongst people and their own users is at an all-time high.
He blocked you for the SpaghettiOs.
He's in the Burlington County online yard sale group, and he's just like, oh, you know what? I'm fucking done with this guy.
How many people do you think he blocked from yard sale groups for selling things he doesn't like?
Yeah, because he wants to see shit like this. He wants to see a love seat, TV stand, and cool. And next week, this guy's got pots and pans and skillets.
That Barbie is missing a finger. I'm blocking
it. He's reported. One of those internet troll dudes that are probably, you know, bitching and complaining about everything.
My first job was in Winona at the meat stop. It was
a little meat stop. This is a produce slash produce junction type of deal.
Butcher. Got the deli meats going on. That was my first job. And one time at the meat stop, towards the end of my tenure there.
How long were you there to have it called a tenure?
A year and a half.
In
at a deli.
What went wrong?
Yeah. Well, the beginning of the end, as the kids call it these days, is I was cleaning the cheese slicer in a hurry, a little bit of a hurry, because I was supposed to go pick up my girlfriend at the time, my unattractive 16-year-old girlfriend. As opposed to my current attractive 16-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah, she's a lot better.
I had to pick her up to go to Ocean City or wherever the hell it was we were going. So I was in a hurry, and I had the cheese slicer on.
Oh,
and the rag I was using to clean the cheese slicer got caught, and I don't know if you can see here. Here and here is where I was holding the rag. And I was like, oh, I don't want to ruin this trip. So I took a sock off, tied it around my hand, held it above my arm all the way to the Atlantic Ocean, as they call it. I think Christopher Columbus called it the Atlantic Ocean. And I grew up in Winona. Good place.
Rest good place. Peace, so did you lose your job because of that? Or
no, I quit.
You're just like, yeah, this is enough for me. Did you put in 2 weeks, or were you just done on the spot?
I'm a done on the spot kind of guy.
Yeah. It's the only kind of guy you can be these types of days.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably would have got fired the first day. Like, this dude's eating more than we're selling.
Like, we did that too.
Yeah, they just.
When you will be performing next near Gloucester County, I can meet you at the show and pick up the SpaghettiO ice cubes.
That's an interesting combination.
That certainly is. You know what?
Sold these at the merch table?
At the merch table? I saw them at the table inside of Krosky's Brewing on Thursday night.
Did you? That would be...
Let's do it this week. I'll be there. Well, you'll be there.
I have my own cooler now that the kidney transplant is complete. You're going to need another kidney after having these, because they're going to knock your socks off.
Is that where the kidneys are?
Yeah, are those still on ice, too?
You can put them in the same cooler.
Now we can really have a Bloody Mary.
And there's a popsicle stick shortage. Not everybody knows that. There's a popsicle stick shortage. There's not enough jokes to be written to be included. Have they made popsicles with dirty one-liners on them? No, usually the popsicle sticks, they say, you know, the question or the setup and then the punchline. What's one of your one-liners you got that you put on a popsicle stick?
Oh, one of my existing one-liners.
Oh, yeah. Just anything you got.
I thought
you
meant like what dirty...
I thought I was improvising.
No, just something, the one of yours that you would put on a popsicle stick if they made popsicles that had dirty one-liners.
Easy. It would have to be short, so it would probably have to be... crossing guards or human traffickers.
You probably went to high school with this guy, and then we're going to rekindle the flame between you two.
No, the only Brandon that I was aware of, I forget his last name, but he always said that his uncle invented the Xbox, but it was called the Z-Box, and Microsoft Z-box. Stole it from him. True story. That's what
did he have a prototype to show to prove this?
No. He's just mentally ill.
He just pulls out a cardboard box, and like you have to like go underneath the curtain to look into it, and he just has his dick through a hole in the side of it.
No, that's the C-Box.
That's the C-Box.
Disgusting. I'll take three. Wow, we got the co-founder of Wawa here ready to go. Would you buy SpaghettiO ice cubes if they were in the freezer section of Wawa?
Yeah, I'll give them a go.
Yeah, we'll give them a go. Just like when you see those weird Lay's flavored chips. Yeah.
I've had some weird Lay's.
So, yeah.
It would definitely be after like a long night of drinking and I go into Wawa, I'm starving. I'm like, what do I want? Ice cube SpaghettiOs.
They could have it not in the freezer section, but it would be like when you're ordering a latte. Mm-hmm. Like they do those weird seasonal things.
Yeah.
They could have the SpaghettiO ice cubes for iced coffee during like Italian Heritage Month.
I better clear it. My wife, she has a hang up about frozen pasta deliveries after dark.
That's good. He gets the joke.
And if they don't like the shape of these ice cubes, they could just thaw it out and put it in their own comedic ice cubes. Like there's the weird penises and dinosaur ice cubes. Yeah.
I have some of them left over from my bachelor party.
Yeah.
The penis ice cube trays. Yep. Yeah.
They're delicious.
Yeah. They went down smoothly.
I bet they did.
Now, are they person sized? I'm not talking midgets. I'm talking like person.
They were about the size of the blow up doll we had.
What size was that?
Yeah. About 4'11", which I think is legally not a midget.
Well, actually, 4'11" is where legal midget starts. That's why Danny DeVito
starts or ends.
Well, you can begin being called a midget once you're as short as 4'11" and down.
But like, if you're growing to 4'11", you're like working your way up to being a midget.
Okay, if you're a full-size person that's not growing any longer, or if you're old enough to be shrinking and you are now 4'11", that makes you a legal midget.
Shit.
So Danny DeVito is 4'11".
You mean the painted masterpiece I have of that Danny DeVito god on my basement wall is of a midget?
So we don't
I'm going to have to take it down now.
Have there ever been any words that like you type a lot? Maybe it's like band names or something, and you've listened to them for a long time, or just words that you've heard, but you never actually said out loud, and then it comes up in conversation, and you say it, and you're like, yeah, that can't be right.
Yeah, yep. Say it. I frequently misuse big words that I think I know the definition of all the time, because I hear them on a podcast, and then I want to insert them into conversation, mm-hmm. and then I'm like, wait, that's not where they go.
See, I do the opposite way. Usually it's like one or two syllable words, where if I say it over and over again, I forget the meaning and the spelling of it. That happened to me with moon. M-O-O-N.
M-O-O-N, yeah. Yeah,
moon. I was like, how do you spell moon? M-U-N. I was like, what's a moon?
Have you ever been in a spelling bee?
Yeah.
How'd it go? I was in a spelling bee one time in middle school. My mom left work early to come watch it, and I got out in the first round on the word gossip.
Is that why she doesn't go to your comedy shows?
That's why she does not show up. She's like, if I had to see this little shitbag misspell the word gossip round one, I left work early to be there. I used PTO to watch this guy flop on the first word. Yeah.
I think in the, what grade was it? I think it was like fourth grade. I got out on like, it was like receive. It was one of those like I before E except after C things. And I was like,
sounds like a Brian Regan skit.
Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah, he would do I before E except after C. You know, do this whole thing. He'd like, yeah.
It does sound like something he would say, yeah.
I'm not familiar with her.
So, in conclusion, people really loved it, other than a few sassy Sallys on here, which is fine. Yeah, what can you do? But people didn't love it enough to meet up with us at 9 o'clock on a Monday night for these.
Well, I mean, you're willing to do free delivery.
Yep.
And I've been sitting here with you and Patty this whole time just thinking about these ice cubes. And I like SpaghettiOs. I like ice cubes. If you combine the two together. So how about I'll take them off your hands.
You know what? I think that'd be great. They're sitting here, and I don't want them to go to waste because two cans of SpaghettiOs I had to move. So let's just, you guys, throw them back. I mean, I'd be glad. I'm going to
try one for sure.
All right. You guys go right ahead. I mean, I'm just, you know, me SpaghettiO, Sue SpaghettiO. Go ahead. You just let me know how those taste.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, take a chomp out of it. Now, out of all the popsicles, ice cubes, everything that you've had, how would these compare? How do these stack up?
Tastes like shit.
I'd say top four.
Top four?
Top four.
Top four, definitely.
El Presidente would be like 0.0.
Now, is the piece of pasta frozen too, or is that just breaking up nicely and just...
Oh, it's all...
It's all just solid.
It's all solid.
It's like melting.
Good man.
And then it warms it up to the point where you don't even need a microwave.
It's true.
Now, see, you can just put this in a nice glass of Yingling, water, whatever, and it doesn't water it down. It just...
Definitely vodka.
Pastas it down, you know?
Pastas.
It pastas it down, and I can't think of a better way to go with a nice ice-cold drink on a warm summer evening.
You'll be great. You do this again, but with Bloody Mary mix and some vodka.
Damn it. If I would have thought of that ahead of time, I'm like, damn, the tomato part of this pasta thing and, you know, Damn, that would have been good. Yeah. I'm just going to have to save the rest
Tabasco
of these.
Tabasco sauce, horseradish.
Yeah, have some bloody...
celery stick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You would have these on a Sundae or something, a little bloody, bloody Sundae. Ooh. Yeah.
Hey. Shrimp.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a little shrimp cocktail. Damn.
Don't forget your boy. Well.
This has been wonderful. So, I'm glad I'm glad they found a good home.
You should email... or you know what? Call up Ben and Jerry's. Say, yeah. I got a new flavor for you?
You think it's good enough to be a flavor at Ben and Jerry's?
Absolutely.
Damn, it would definitely beat out some of the stuff they got there. I mean
there's definitely some homeless people in Philly that will take us.
I don't know what he's talking about.
We're right near a Patco station. Maybe we can go over there and just offload them to somebody. Go. I've always wondered if somebody doesn't want to take them off my hands, if I go force them upon somebody else.
Well, what you do is you take the tray. You act like you're going to go on the train, but then you just leave the tray on the train and salute it.
Yeah.
It goes off into the distance.
That would be the best way to close this out. You're just watching it like a like one of those Viking funerals where you push out a thing on fire into the sea and you just stand there. Yeah, I think that's the only way to get rid of these things.
Buongiorno.
It's pretty good. I think it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I mean, this could be a next, you know, flavor at Ben and Jerry's, which would be lovely if they picked it up. I'll send them an email.
I might make them myself. Did you add anything else, or did you just pour the things into the thingamabobbers? And
I sprinkled a little bit of crack cocaine on top of them, but other than that, maybe that's what you're tasting. Is your mouth going numb?
That's what's reminding me of childhood.
Is there anything else you guys want to add before we close up SpaghettiO's shop?
Let's see. Facebook.com/SpookySquirrelStories. It's spelled SKWERL.
As it should be.
As it should be.
I think it should be.
That's how the squirrels spell it. I'm not a racist.
And most New Jersey public educators that I've come across probably think it's spelled that way as well.
Winona.
Here we go. Winona. Patty, what you got?
No shows, really. Just doing open mics with you guys when you guys don't have shows. And
news guys. If anybody wants to come to a really fun open mic, Will Borzarth constantly hosts a open mic down
constantly.
Constantly.
What I call
weekly. Some people may say weekly. Some people may say regularly. I say constantly. That's hosts an open mic at Cross Keys Brewing in Williamstown, New Jersey. That's where you can come find the fun shenanigans that we put on. Mm. And Patty puts on a hell of a show over at the Simply Station Nutrition. You still doing those?
So, yeah. So, we did two so far. You guys were a part of the last one, which was awesome. Time. We're going to do a third one.
Nice.
August. I think it's August 25th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be good. I know a couple of people have already that I've talked to have, you know, said yes to it.
Yeah.
Paul Carson.
Paul Carson. Ours, previous right? guest of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was.
He was in the Beatles.
Paul Carson. Yeah. And he's still out there doing it. Paul Carson, former Beatle, and now you can see him in Haddon Heights, New Jersey. Yeah.
Who else? Oh, Chica Loca.
Chica Loca. I just saw her this weekend.
Andrew Boss.
Andrew Boss.
He came out of comedy retirement?
I guess so. Well, he's also going to be doing something for High Note Humor. He's doing like some...
Oh,
like,
one of the roast things that they're doing? Yeah.
Royal Rumbles.
Royal Rumble
roast. I was invited to be a part of the roast, but my people have a bad history with those.
That's the perfect place to leave this on. So thank you, everybody that's psychotic enough to watch this to this point. And
it's fucking awesome.
Follow these guys around. And if you ever see anything weird on Facebook, do yourself a favor and connect with the fine people behind it. You might get murdered or you might find some fun people like us. You never know. Yeah. And you better be willing to take that risk after watching this podcast. So
yeah, gotta love comedy, right?
Yeah. We'll see you next time. We'll see you.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.